This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Denver, severe storms are causing high winds and flooding. I-70 is closed in both directions at Glenwood Canyon. There is also flooding in southern metro Denver on I-25 and isolated spots throughout the Front Range. The National Weather Service has issued flash flood warnings for Montezuma, Douglas, Larimer, Garfield, Mesa, and El Paso counties, plus multiple communities like Centennial and Parker. Do not drive through flooded roads, even if you see other vehicles do so. Forecasters say water levels can change rapidly and are often much deeper than they appear. The federal pause on student loan interest and payments is set to expire at the end of the month, CPR's Paolo Shalsita reports.
About half of Colorado's graduates leave their bachelor's program with debt, according to the Colorado Department of Higher Education. On average, Colorado students take out about $26,000 in loans, and that only accounts for students at public universities. According to the Bell Policy Center, student loan debt in Colorado reached over $26 billion in 2019 before the pandemic. I'm Paolo Shalsita, CPR News.
There's no indication yet on a new extension. However, the Biden administration has told lenders to stop messaging borrowers about restarts to payments. CVS Health says it's installing time delay technology in its safes at pharmacies in Colorado. It hopes the move will prevent robberies of medications like opioids. When the company installed the technology in other states, it led to a 50% drop in robberies. You're listening to CPR News.